Once again, let's note the truth that the prophet Isaiah presents to us in the 55th chapter, where he says, of course, under divine inspiration, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Today, let us consider God's thoughts towards sin and the judgment that it brings. People today have a very small understanding of what sin really is. God's thoughts concerning sin, God's thoughts concerning judgment for that sin are above ours as the heavens are above the earth. A few examples. Back in the book of Genesis, he told Adam and Eve that they could partake of all the fruit of the garden except that on one particular tree. And of course, you know the ensuing story. They partook, being tempted of Satan, they partook of that one forbidden fruit. Incidentally, people call it an apple, but that's more than the Bible says. The Bible doesn't call it an apple, it's just forbidden fruit. Well, that doesn't really seem like such a big deal to us. All they did was eat of this particular tree. God says don't do it, and they did. But God took it very seriously. If you recall, he banished them from the garden and told them that they would have to work and have to earn their bread by the sweat of their brow. Friend, that was serious in God's sight. He completely barred them from ever going back into that garden. They caused the entire human race to fall into sin. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, so death hath passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." We press on. We find a man by the name of Achan. He had been 40 years in the wilderness. He had never been into a department store. And for the first time, he found a brand new suit of clothes. He found a wedge of gold. It was all going to be destroyed. The fire of judgment was about to fall upon it. Why not take this new suit of clothes? He hadn't had one for years. He took it. He hid it. But God found out about it. Of course, God knew about it all the time, I should say. And Joshua found out about it. And this man, along with his family and all that he owned, was completely destroyed. Just because he took something that was about to be destroyed. You see, we don't have a proper appreciation for sin. We don't have a proper understanding for how horrible sin is in the sight of a holy God. Again, Moses, this time, he had put up with the leading of the rebellious Israelites all through the wilderness. And God told him on the second occasion when they needed water. He said, "Speak to that rock, Moses, and you'll get water." "Speak to it, Moses," but Moses didn't. He hid it. Now that seems like a very simple difference, doesn't it? Water came out just the same. But because of the disobedience of Moses, hitting the rock with the rod as he had previously done on another occasion, instead of speaking to it, God said, "Okay, Moses, you cannot go into the promised land." That seems like a harsh punishment. But I'm trying to emphasize today that the truth of Isaiah 55, 8, and 9 covers sin and judgment. God's thoughts and God's ways are so far above ours concerning sin and judgment. Ananias and Sapphira, they hedged a little, we would call it. They fudged. They told a white lie. But God says, "You lied unto God the Holy Spirit," and for that, both of them dropped dead. Serious. You have perhaps been thinking quite lightly of sin. You have been holding it very loosely. But let me tell you, God says that sin must be punished and dealt with. And if you want to really see what God thinks about sin, read Luke chapter 16. Read the book of the Revelation and see the wrath of God poured out upon Christ's rejecters in the eternal lake of fire, the place that we refer to as hell. But if you really, if you sincerely, if you honestly want to know what God thinks about sin, go to Calvary. And see there God's Son, the Lord Jesus, bearing my sin and yours in his own body on the tree. He had no sin. He died for ours. And if you want to see God's estimate, how horrible sin is to a holy God, read concerning the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Why don't you trust him today? He'll give you eternal life. Amen.